Okay, we're up to the Gemara, the Amdav Pevav in the base. We're up to the top of the page where it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. 6 lines of the Merzakash, little Benashim, let Klal Yisrael. Why did it have to be that Kabbalah Sator was in the morning? The Gemara says the reason why it was in the morning, they should be Herif Shad. It was in the morning. They went to Mikveh at night, and they were Makabal Torah first thing in the morning. In fact, the Gemara, why? Velit velu b'nei Shimshay, velikabal Torah b'nei Shimshay. Let them be Makabal the Torah Shabbos afternoon, when Shabbos was over. Since we're saying this principle that they have to be eligible, since we're saying this yesoid, that we want them to have Herif Shemesh. Why are they only going to be Ru'uyim for Herif Shemesh? They were Tvula Yoyim, which means it could very well be that they went to Mikvah Friday night, and going to Mikvah is just going to take away the primary term, but there's still going to be a Tvul Yoyim until the Mitzvah Shabbos, until sunset. So the Gemara says that that's the case, so let them be Makabal Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos. Towards the end of the day, look at Rashi, Litvulu Beit Shimbrej, Makabal the Torah. Makabal the Torah, right. Let me see the word. Let's see Rashi over here says, Litvulu Beit Shimbrej, Bnei Shimshay, Makabal the Torah, Bnei Shimshay, Lele Shabbos, Kar Bnei Shimshay, Bechol Duchta. Friday night. Bnei Shimshay, Bnei Shimshay, Shaloi Cholik, Mikol Yomim, Behut Shuchel, Haskib, Bekam, Mekoymais. Behachi Parach, Lohar, Bekiv, the Omar. Hikpida Torah al minyan ha'oinos v'lo hikpida el al chomesh. According to Rashi, Rashi learned Shan, the Gemara's question is according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said they had to have exactly 5. Now, when did the 5 start? Rabbi Akiva said that Moshe b'hashkama yorat. Moshe Rabbeinu came down Wednesday morning. If he came down Wednesday morning, said how many oinos did we have? We had Wednesday day, then Thursday and Friday. So Thursday is 2, Friday is 2. We have Thursday, Friday. We have the entire Thursday, the entire Friday. So that's 2, 4. And then we have Wednesday is 1. So it's 5. If that's the case, when do the 5 oinos end? It ends Friday night. So let them go to mikvah a minute before Shabbos. And then they'll have Herif Shemesh. And then they can be Makabal the Torah at night. Why do they have to wait? We're asking the question according to Rabbi Akiva. Nachmal the Rashi, the middle of the Rashi. V'hachi paruch l'Rabbi Akiva. The Omar.
Practically speaking, you can't have millions of people going to mikvah millions of people before Shabbos.
Good question. Very good question. I don't know the answer. I'm saying a good question. You see, Yavishol, he's a logistic man. He's pragmatic. He's into logistics. How are you going to have everyone going up and down the elevator at the same time? Escalator. V'hachi paruch, Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Hikpida Torah al Binyan Ha'inais, V'lo Hikpida El al Chamesh, Lama Lo Kiblu B'layla. Umedihim Tidana Boiker, Ika Lameima Shekpida Ad Pleitas Ha'layla V'ika Vav Oinais. Since the bottom one is that the Torah was given Shabbos morning, so it's Mashm, not 5 Oinais, 6 Oinais, which means they would go to Mikvah in the morning. So the Gemara says, no, there's no such thing as getting the Torah at night because the Torah was not given during darkness. The Torah was given during light. And the Gemara says, the reason why it cannot be in the Gemara's Kasha, V'litbul b'day Shim should let them go to Mikvah on Friday evening, a moment before Shabbos. V'litbulu. V'likablu Torah b'nei Shim Shem, which means at night. The fact that we find them waiting until Shabbos morning is an indication that we need 6 oymes, not 5 oymes. Amar Yitzchak, because we establish as a fact, and Moshe Rabbeinu, he came down from Shemayim. When did Moshe come down from Shemayim? He came down from Shemayim on Wednesday morning. So it's Wednesday day, Thursday, Friday, that's 5. Then, wait a minute, but there's another Oina. There's the whole Shabbos Friday night. What about Shabbos night? No, that doesn't count. That was just there. Why? The fact that they did wait the entire Friday night means there was 6 Oinas. And if the Gemara, no. There's nothing you can possibly do about that because Hashem does not give the Torah in darkness. When Hashem was Meirosh, when he came for the very first time to reveal himself, he did not come to Seisr Dibarti. He did not come in a state of secretness, in hiddenness. And this pasuk Mishnah is one of the most essential psukim for Da Maloha Shev Liapikoyes. What's the chilik between Yadus? Of course, come in. You can do whatever you want. You can talk, you can do whatever you want. Please, kolakor. So what is, you know, this is the most fundamental difference between in this course they teach you Da Maloha Shev Liapikoyes. What's the chilik between Yadus and Christianity and Islam?
Because we say that 600,000 people
exactly.
Gathered in one
every
time.
Single person. Christianity was all based on what? One Meshuggah, and he says, Trust me. God came to me and told me this. Muhammad, trust me. Would you trust him to lend him $5? You wouldn't even lend him $5. Muhammad. You wouldn't lend Yoizel $5. And here this guy tells the world, trust me. I have a new religion of love and understanding. We love mankind. We don't loot. We don't rob people. We don't terrorize people. We don't murder 6 million people and burn their bodies. No. We're a religion of love. Trust me. Yadus says that the Ribbono Shel Olam was megal himself to 600,000 men, which means 3 million people, including women and children. Every single person was wide awake.
We had a Holocaust, and we're a few generations later, and there's a lot of people who say it never happened.
Exactly. This is the religion of love.
So you can liken up even hundreds of thousands of people.
The Torah was given in the state of revelation. The Mele cannot take place at night, because at night is not time of revelation, it's darkness. Fnak the Gemara of the Litbu B'tzafra, so therefore, so what? So far in the morning. There are still 6 oinas. Let them go to mikvah in the morning, B'tzafra, the Shabbatah, the Likabalu Torah, B'tzafra, the Shabbatah. The Gemara says, Arab Yitzhak Shloyehe, Halalu Holchem, Likabalu Torah, Vahalalu Holchem, Litvila. Unbelievable answer. They only understood the depth of this answer. The Gemara's answer is that it's not proper that there should some people going to mikvah and some people going to the mountain to be mekabel the Torah. That's not the way it works. When it comes to Kabbalah Satorah, everyone has to be going to the same place. It's just not.
Does that mean the same thing like we heard? Like he said that they can't all get back for the mikvah done.
I don't know. Is that what it means? Or let's say it means. I don't know if that's what it means.
It
means that it's just not a derech. Kabbalah's Torah was ki ish echad b'leiv echad. If everyone has, I have to go to mikvah first, and you don't, it creates a period, it creates a separation. It's like, I'm going to the Dirishusim, and you're going to the Agudasim. Ha'iluchud v'ha'iluchud. An andre Torah. Halalu holchel l'kabel Torah, v'halalu holchelum le kabel pnei melech ha'david hafster. Azor shteitom. What a chutzpah. What a meridika chutzpah. Unbelievable. Unreal. Unreal chutzpah. Omar, how come everyone saw it? It'd be politically correct. Oh, it's Lashon Hara. Yeah, Lashon Hara. 50,000 people. Yeah. Call Milson. This time, maybe I pay to Lassa. Less than Lishna Bisha. 50,000 people. He took away from the Aguda. He caused the Aguda loss of how many millions of dollars did that good to suffer a loss from, you know? And now they need the money to go help people who are starving to death because of Corona. So where's Hofstede? Where's all this money? Rechnitz, he gave $3 million every Pesach. Where's Hofstede? Why doesn't he give a few dollars to the poor people? They're good to sing the whole day, getting people jobs. What a chutzpah. It's not to be believed. Mamish, not to be believed. This is not Lashon Hara. This is Ritzicha. This is Ritzicha, Chutzpah. Weiter. It's personal to me. The only reason why I'm so, because he said, I've hired you to silence this person.
Really?
Okay? I've hired you to silence this person. So someone said to me, you know, you should really call up the police and get a restraining order from him. Because if you would call up the police, he wouldn't even be able to come to New York for the CM. Because if you had that on tape recorder, what he said, he told me, if I had that, because that means to shoot you in the head. That's what it means. Someone said to me, if you, I spoke to him, he said, if you had that on tape recorder, You can call the police. You can get a restraining order. He would not be able to come to New York City for his siyum to sit there and prava based on those words alone. He guarantees me as a lawyer, this qualifies Clar as quality for a judge to issue a restraining order for that person.
But Lehman is not here because he wouldn't let you talk.
Weiter. Omar, Rebbe, Chiyab, Rebbe, Abba, Weiter. Omar, Rebbe, Abba, Am Yochan, and Zudu, Rebbe, Shmuel, Rebbe, Kiva, this is the Shmuel, Rebbe, Shmuel, Rebbe, Kiva, Abba, Chom, Chom, Say, Sheish, Oynes, Shleim, Bois, you have to have six Oynes. Now, how do you reckon to the Cheshon of six Oynes? What's the six Oynes? Vosh, Teito, and Rashi, where do you get the six? Abba, Chom, Chom, Zavav, Oynes, and Shleim, Bois, Sarvi, Luke, Rebbe, Yossi, look at Rashi, very rad, the Holy Rebbe, Yossi, the Omni, the Arba, Ovid, Parisha. Of the Ashkam Rabbi Akiva, Veleslu Shetovlu Belele Shabbos, and the Sulu do Isa Shetovlu Lele Shabbos, Upol to Liacha Trilo Hutsu Little Beshabbos Shacharis. Exactly what you said, Shlomi, here? It was Taka Halalu. Halalu, yeah? This is the Chachamim. This is the Chachamim. This is Dirshu. This is the Chachamim. Taka in the morning of Matan Torah, there was Halalu Holchim Holchu. They went to the Mekabal the Torah. The Halalu Holchu to Mikvah. You hear that's exactly what it says according to the Chacham. That's what Rashi Yehiyah says. And these people, in the Chanami, v'lesu shetov b'lel Shabbos, el esvilu hu, d'ois and shetov b'lel Shabbos, upod lacha tvilo chus chul etvol b'shabbos shachmas. U lefichach nis akva shchina militin ar haboiker. V'loi nishon loi b'sei se divarti l'chudei. It's not because it means, so he's really answering. You see, Rashi is very clever. Rashi is saying is that if a person had a plate of shechva zera at night, they went immediately. Immediately they went to mikvah. So it wasn't in the morning when it came to tzafra, when it came in the morning, everyone was ready to go. It was taka, it was not halalu v'halalu. You had to go to mikvah in the middle of the night. When it came shachar, it came zericha, it came sunrise, it was matan tar for everyone in one shot. But you still need six oynos, and just in case a person was perlet shechva zera, so you have to go right away to mikvah. And then you have to hope that there's no more shechva zera until the morning, because you taka need six oynos. Okay, so halacha l'maisa. What's the bottom line? We have four opinions. Anyone ask you this question? How many oynos do we apply the rule of an isha that's peletes shechva zera? How long does the shechva zera in the woman's body remain potent to contaminate her if it's peletes? There are maskana. There are four opinions. Four. There is the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Elazar ben Azaria says two oynos and a mashuhu. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, whose second opinion was Rabbi Shmuel oymer. He says you have to have four oynos and a mashuhu. Then we come to the Chachamim number one. Rabbi Akiva says five oinois, and the Chachamim say six oinois. Four opinions, how many oinois we need in order to guarantee how long is the zera in an isha? Does it remain potent so that if it comes out, it's metame the isha? Is it going to be Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, two in a mashu? Rabbi Shmuel, three in a mashu. Rabbi Shmuel, is it going to be the oinos? Is it going to be two oinos in a mashu? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's going to be four in a mashu. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be exactly five. And according to the Chav, it's going to be exactly six. Six plus five is 11. Plus four is 15. Plus two is 17. Sach HaKol 17, L'Kayim HaShnemar, Toiv, Kilekach Toiv Nosati Lechem, Toirosi Al Tazoivu, Toiv is B'Gematria 17. When you add up all the numbers of the Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmol, and Luz Ben Azaria, it's 17 Oinoi Sach HaKol, Kilekach Toiv Nosati Lechem, Toiv B'Gematria 17. Got it?
So Oinoi, come on about you.
K17, weiter. Next sugi, Omar Rabbi Chista, Omar Rabbi Chista, Machloikish, a perishim no isha. Al perishim no isha, Timea calls manshi hi lech. This only applies when the perishim no isha, this machloikish no isha, you have four different opinions, but al perishim no isha, Timea calls manshi lecha. Let's say a man is poilet regular, there's an emission, and the zera is on a garment or on any substance, any surface. How long, and someone comes along and touches it, a garment touches it, so it's tumea. How long does it retain its tumea? As long as it's lecha, as long as it's moist. Once it dries, how does it dry? However it dries up, then it's done, finished. So it can dry sometimes instantly, it can dry sometimes, it can take a much longer longer period of time to dry. Okay? Vaita. It says in begin or shikhazera, shisrucha. This excludes the garment is tameya. It says surucha. So surucha is mashma that it's not metame. My love sheperisha minu ish. It's perisha minu ish, which is mashma that it's lecha, because the word shisurucha has a connotation that it's lecha. Surucha must mean that it's moist, and it says that when it's moist, it's tahira. It's not metame. But what do you mean? We just said that when it comes minu ish, if it's lecha, automatically it's metame. So my love is perisha minu ish lo sheperisha minu isha. It means it was perish min o'isha. And when it's perish min o'isha, and when is it surucha? After each respective opinion. Whether it's going to be 2, 4, 5, or 6. So then, what's the chiddush? According to all four opinions, with 2, 4, 5, 6, when the isha is pelet shechazera, it's lecha. It's lecha. But just because it's lecha, it's surucha. Ah, so it's tahira. But by a man, if it's lecha, automatically it's tamea. Doesn't make a difference. Lecha is tamea. There's no difference between lecha. If it's lecha, it's not surucha. That's the chiluk between a man and a woman. A man who is moist, has some lachluchis, he is not surucha. A woman, I hope there are no women listening in the background, Shlemi. I hope there are no women. Someone's listening to my shir?
My daughter's in and out of the room. She's not listening.
Okay, the chiluk between a man and a woman. A man, it's saying over here, is that if it's lecha, it's automatically not called surucha. A woman, it can be lecha, and it can be surucha, not surucha. So when this brisa makes a statement that says prat binas surucha, the word surucha means that it's the lecha that can only apply to a woman. Cannot possibly apply it to a man. Because we need to construct a case where it's tahoira and it's the lecha. How could it be tahoira and lecha and be surucha at the same time? It's tahoira. Why is it tahoira? Because it's the word surucha basically means it's synonymous with tahoira. If it's surucha, that means it's tahoira. But surucha has a connotation that it's lecha. That can only be by a woman, because by a man, there's no difference. If it's lecha, it's not surucha. If it's surucha, there's no such term surucha. The whole thing doesn't exist. It's either lecha, na lecha. And if it's na lecha, then the word surucha doesn't make any sense. So this statement can only make sense by an ish. Do you understand what I just said, Shlomi?
Yes, I hear what you're saying.
Right. Bar papa, next halacha. Shuvah zer shal yishol b'mei kusis mahu. Let's say, is there a din of peletes shechvah zer by a goya? If a man has a relation with a shiksa. And then 3 days later, let's take each respective opinion. Let's say according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim say you need 6 oinos, up to 6 oinos, if a woman is peletes shechvah zera, it's matam as an avatoma. Let's say the zera was in the rechem of a shiksa, of a non-Jewish woman, and now it's only 4 oinos. And it's peletes. So you'll say, of course, it's matam, it's going to be an avatoma. The Gemara wants to say, no, not so. Do we say Yisrael the Ibn Mitzvah's Chavul Gufe, the body gets hot, which means I said the wrong way around, that it's a cutoff point. In other words, after 6 oinos, it's now going to be Tahoira. You know why? Because Jews are hot. Jews are hot because they're doing, they're worried. They're worried about mitzvahs. Shlemi, are you laughing?
No.
I thought you were. Because the doig b'mitzvahs, the male of the body, he burns up. It burns up the zera. But a goya, does not have the same degree of anxiety. The anxiety is not the same. The mela, the body is not so hot. It does not burn up the zera even more than six oinos. More than six oinos, they will remain in avatum. That is more Islam. Now, do we say Yisrael did the evil mitzvahs, the war in Chavul, Guvin, Baraz, become very hot? But Akum, in Oyveid, Koychav, Mazol, Seloy, the evil mitzvahs, Loy, Adom, we say, came to Ochlan, Shkotzen, Ramos, the Goy, they eat, Shkotzen, Ramos, and they go to McDonald's and Burger King, 7-Eleven, Chavul, Gufay, their bodies get very hot, and it burns up the Shechmazer, the Zalmazach. The Intim, Slama, came to Ochlan, Shkotzen, Ramos, and Chavul, Gufay, Bamei, Behem, Mahu. What about an animal? A man is born an animal. Do the isha the isle perozdar. The vinaya zachan isha is a perozdar. Misrachas al behem lesle perozdar. An animal is a perozdar. Loy odilma loy shna. Does the difference take you? Let the question remain. This will be a question that will go on forever to know if an isha is like a behema. Yeah, they've been asking this question for generations. The question never is answered. Is an isha like a behema? Because a behema does not have a perozdar. But a behemoth does not what?
What's the situation with a behemoth?
A behemoth, the Gemara is telling us in anatomy, I don't know the word, the fancy word. In a woman's body, an animal does not have this canal, okay? This canal.
Yeah.
And this canal creates sweat, it creates heat. Okay, I have no idea how this thing works, but the anatomy of an Isha brings about a degree of heat that can destroy, can damage the zera and cause it to be misrachas prematurely, quickly. Whereas an animal does not have this canal, this prozdar, this antechamber in its reproductive organs, memela, and therefore it has less heat, and it is less heat, the ability for the zera to remain in a state of potency can possibly be longer. That is the Gemara's dilemma. The Gemara concludes Teku. Are we good? Are you sure, Lumen? Did I scare you away? Okay, good. Now, Lee's show. Now, when was the Torah given? So the Gemara here says over here, Machlekes. Beshishi b'chodesh, not Machlekes. The date, calendar date. What is Machlekes?
Was it given? Machlekes that it was on Shabbos.
Everyone agrees. I call my dim to be Shabbos, nit ne Torah. Everyone agrees Shabbos and Torah. By the way, there's a minute I had a little shalom here with the rabbi in the Shabbos. Because Shiloh of carrying this, we have a whole Shiloh, can you carry a Sefer Torah through a guy? Can you ask, let's say you want to have a meeting in a certain place, and the only way you can get a Sefer Torah there is on Shabbos, is for the guy to bring you the Sefer Torah. Are you allowed to ask a guy to carry, what would you say, Shlomi? Are you allowed to ask a guy to carry a Sefer Torah for you to a shul so you can have a Sefer Torah? So the Taz says yes. And the Taz brings down all the poskim that say that it's a mitzvah haba be'avera.
The world is a dangerous place to live. You put on Alexa, you don't do anything
about it. What?
You got Alexa to say something. I don't know, something you said.
Wow. Okay, Alexa, go to sleep. Weiter in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, everyone agrees, are you allowed to have a guy character? So the part of the Shaila is, I'm sure people listen to the Shah Peltic Zach. It used to be the Minog Yisrael. It used to be the Minog Yisrael. B'sham Kai Moritz and Fritik Deris. Maybe during the time of Marcus Lehman the First. We're now dealing over here with Marcus Lehman the Second. Baruch Hashem. But Marcus Lehman the First, maybe in his generation, the Minog was the only day they would have a Hachnosa Sefer Torah in the Shul, a new Sefer Torah, was on Shabbos Kodesh. You know why? Hakol Moedim de B'Shabbos Nitna Torah. So in the mail to Mekayim that halach in the Gemara, they were machnes a sefer Torah to the Beis Haknesses bedavka for the very first time, not Sunday afternoon with cameras and taking pictures and music and candles, Shabbos morning, l'kayim ha'shenemer that kol b'din the b'Shabbos in the Torah and happened why, very what?
Why is it that today many rich people, in order to honor their elders, they donate a Sefer Torah.
They want to show off. Simple.
No, basically what they say is, all the Averis that I did, that was Kaidah Matan Torah.
Ay, Gewalt. Ay, Gewalt. Don't get me started on my days in life. You don't want to hear them, believe me.
Like, Kaidah Matan Torah. Now that I gave a Torah, now I have to be kind of mitzvah.
So they would mark. So what would happen many times? The Sefer Torah would be at home, and the only way they could bring the Sefer Torah to shul was through a goy on Shabbos. So they did it. Every achnasa Sefer Torah was done through a goy, like a bris milah. They would bring the baby to shul with the goy. So you see, the Taz says it was a mini kadman. They would bring the Sefer Torah with the goy. So therefore, if you have a shaila and a shul, you don't have a Sefer Torah, you need a Sefer Torah. It's not the end of the world to go bring it with a goy, because they would do this in Keseder. By achnasa Sefer Torah, they would have it on Shabbos. They would go to the chotzer. The chotzer was a Carmelist. It's also the Rabbanan and Ruel Yakum. Weiter. Ton Rabbanan b'shishi b'chodesh shindud aser sedibus l'yisro Rabbi Yisro imer b'shiva boy no, it took place on day 7. This is like a classic Jewish thing, you know, even you can't even agree on when the Torah was given. Okay, Jews can't agree on anything, even in something so fundamental. When was the Torah given? Was it given on the 6th day of the month or the 7th day of the month? Amar Rava, the Kuli Alma, everyone agrees B'Rosh Chodesh Asu L'Midbar Sinai. Everyone agrees they came to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. K'sifach, this is the Pasuk. It says, B'yom HaZeh Bo, they came, B'yom HaZeh Bo, Midbar Sinai, K'sifach, HaChodesh HaZeh L'chem, Rosh Chodesh, V'gzeh Shava, Malal, Rosh Chodesh, Afkan, Rosh Chodesh. I want to say is that that's why when you make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, Hallel, you make a bracha on Chatzi Hal, correct? Every Rosh Chodesh you make a bracha, correct? Ashkenaz, Sfaradim don't make a bracha. It's a minute. It's only a minute to make a bracha on Chatzi Hal. So Chatzi Hal. I want to time it. Is that there are certain Rosh Chodeshim that when you make the bracha, it's mamish a real Yom Tov. And one that you make a bracha when it's Rosh Chodesh, especially Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it's a Yom Tov. It's a even bizman azeh, because a pasuk in the Torah, the pasuk says, "B'chodesh hashlishim litzeitz v'yishol b'yom azeh." Bohu Midbar Sinai, this Gemara and Daf Pevav Mebeis B'Yom Hazeh, it was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It was a Meridika Yom Tov. They came to Mekabel the Torah. Ilu Kervanu Lefei Har Sinai V'loi Na Salonu Es HaTorah Dayenu. Dayenu, you can make a bracha and you make Hallel with the bracha for real. Maybe when it comes to the other Rosh Chodeshim, it's a Safik, you make a bracha, it's not a Yom Tov. But this Yom, this Rosh Chodesh, it's a Beferish Apostle, so the bracha you make on Rosh Chodesh is a real bracha. And shall we hear my word? Weiter. Weiter. Everyone agrees that these are the most important words, the Gan Shas. Everyone agrees that these are the most important words, the Gan Shas. Waiting to get up to this staff for already years to get to this staff, because this is the most important word, 2007-11, this is it. This for all the meat. Is this the action? This Gemara over here tonight. We have two people over here, Rabbi Shaliman, and we have Shabbat Bidowitz. Udukul Yalma b'Shabbos Nitna Torah. You see, Mamish right in front of you. Kodesh Kodashim. The whole Shas lies in this words. The B'Shabbos in the Torah liYisrael. Ksevach haZochor es Yom haShabbos leKadoshoy. Ksevchasa vayom haYishel am Zochor. The same word Zochor es Hayom haZeh Mal Halom be'At Mitzum Shel Yom. Afkan Mitzum Shel Yom. What's Itzuma Shel Yoyim? Itzuma Shel Yoyim, Itzumoi Rashi. What does Rashi really say? Bitzumoi Shel Yoyim. Al Halon Zochas Yom HaShabbos Bitzuma Shel Yoyim HaZechira the Yitzias Shai Nemar Luki Dosib HaZeh Afkan Bitzumoi Shel Yoyim HaZechira the Shabbos Nemar Lachem Zochas Yom HaShabbos. Okay, the word, it's a very strange expression, this Gemara. Look at the Rashi again one more time. This Rashi is very, very complicated. Rashi 1, 2, 3, 4. You know this Rashi? You know Kol Torah Kula. Ma'ala Halam, there it says Zochor Es Hayoyim Hazeh, and that refers to Be'itzumoy. Four lines from the 1, 2, 3, 4. Four lines from the bottom. It's a very important Rashi. This Rashi, the whole Kol Torah Kula is based upon this Rashi. Ma'ala Halam, it says Zochor Es Hayoyim Hazeh. Beitzumoy shel yom hazichira the yitzias mitzrayim nemaluhu. Kedachsev hazeh. Kedachsev hazeh. It says the word zeh hazeh. The essence of yitzias mitzrayim. Afkan beitzumoy shel yom hazichira the Shabbos nemar lohen on the itzumoy of yom haShabbos. Be'atzitzuma shel yom hazichira de Shabbos nemar lohen zochor es hayom hazeh. So let's explain. It's a very important drasha. In the mitzvah of Shabbos, it's not a gzeirah shavah. It's not a gzeirah shavah. See, it's an incredible, it's a very important point to appreciate. When Hashem gave, there were 10 dibros, 9 of the 10 dibros do not give you any clue as to when the Torah was given. Can you find any tea leaves in the midst of Kabir Sadiq Yasimecha that the Torah was given on any day of the week? Impossible. But when it comes to Shabbos, it says Zohar Es. Zohar Es Yoim HaShabbos LeKadishoy. Why did the Torah select the word Zohar? Zohar to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, what is today? Is today Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos? Today is Shabbos. You only use the word Zohar when you're emphasizing the current day of the week. You hear the Vart, it's incredible, you say it. We think about Shabbos, Zohar v'Shamar, right? We think about Shabbos, Stam is like Zohar and Shamar. There are two candles. There's the candle of Zohar, there's the candle of Shamar. No, there's another din. There is another din. Okay, there's another din in the word Zohar. Zohar means this current day. Today is Shabbos, and I want you therefore to remember that this current day is what you should guard forever with all the mitzvahs of Shabbos.
When it says Zohar Siyam Seischa Meretz Mitzrayim, it doesn't mean that Meretz Mitzrayim, Yitzis Mitzrayim was on Shabbos.
It means this event that's happening, that's unfolding in front of you, I want you to remember what's happening in front of you. Right now you're leaving Mitzrayim. I want you to remember this event. So when Hashem says Zohar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadosh, it doesn't mean, oh, today is Tuesday. When it gets to Saturday, I want you to remember that on Saturday you shall observe the Shabbos. No, that's not the way the Torah used the word Zohar. The word Zohar, there must be some English term for this. I'm sure Lehman, you maybe could ask your wife. She probably could tell us what the English concept is all about. When you use the word Zohar, it means today is Saturday. Remember this day. You don't use the word Zohar if you're not currently on the moment when I'm trying to demand from you that you carry with you forever. If Torah was given on a Tuesday, the Torah would not say the word Zohar. The Torah would say Shamar, guard. What?
That's not the thing. He's saying that because it says Zohar is Yoim HaShabbos, he's telling you that the Yoim is the thing that you have to be Zohar.
Right now, no. He's
right.
Telling no.
That's the combination of the word Zohar and Yoim.
And that is why the Luchos Shniyos was not given on Shabbos. And that's why the Luchos Shniyos does not say the word Zohar. It says the word Shomar. We're brainwashed with the drush that say Dinim. This is the Zohar, then Shomar. You can't say both things together. So the Melu, it's broken up into two Dibras. Let's learn Pshat. Parshat Pshat. The reason why the Luchos Shniyos say the word Zohar, and the reason why the Luchos Shniyos do not say the word Zohar, they say the word Shomar, is because the Luchos Shniyos were not given on Shabbos. So therefore, you can't use the word Zohar, as Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, because today it's not Shabbos. The word Zohar, we don't understand how to language. We're not fluent in language. The word Zohar is only correctly used when you put the word, like you said, the word Zohar together with the word Yoim. It's only correctly used if today is the day that we are discussing. And the proof to that is Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says that you shall remember the Exodus. What?
Memorialize this day.
This moment. That's how it's used. So the Luchos Rishonais were given on Shabbos. That's what Zohar is on Shabbos. The Luchos Shniyos, this he never heard before. The Luchos Shniyos were not given on Shabbos. Memela, that's why he doesn't say Zohar. It says the word Shomar. How do you know all this? Rashi. Look at the Rashi again. Nochmo. Rashi says, Malahalon, over there it says Zohar es hayoim hazeh bi'itzumo shel yoim hazechira, on the day of when this event is taking place. I'm telling you to memorialize this very day. And this day is the day of Zechira. the Yitzias Mitzrayim Nemaluhu Kiddush Siv Hazeh. How do we know that when Hashem said by Yitzias Mitzrayim Zochem, because it says the word Zeh, Hazeh. Afkan, when it says Zochor Es Yoim HaShabbos Likadishoy, is referring to the Itzumo Shal Yom Shabbos. The Itzumo Shal Yom HaZichir the Shabbos Nemar, Lohen Zochor Es Yoim.
In the Dvarim it also says Zochor Es
Yoim. No, it doesn't. It says in Dvarim it says Shomor Es Yoim HaShabbos Likadishoy Sheish Es Yomim. Leman is a modifier. Leman has diluted. Leman tiz. This verse says Leman tizgar. It doesn't say the words. The grammar is not the same. It's Leman tizgar. It says two. It doesn't say zohar with the komats. Zohar with the komats is tzivui. Zohar. There it says Leman to the tav tizgar with a chirik. It's a whole different expression. Even though, look, the word Zechira obviously means to remember. We say, the word Zechira is used in many places. But when you use the word Zohar in the command form, Zohar, you only can use the word Zohar with the commas underneath it only when it is the day itself. And that proof comes from Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Luchos Shniyos, we're not giving on Shabbos, made the calculation, when Moshe went to Shemayim, make all the God's calculation, Moshe, in the 120 days, it comes in, the Luchos Shniyos, we're not giving on Shabbos. The Mela, that's why there it says the word Shomar, it's Yom HaShabbos, the Kaddishai. That's the Poshet Pshat. Then we come to the Drush, there's a Din of Asiya, a Zechira, a Din of Kaddish in a positive way, and then there's a negative, not the Mechal Shabbos. And Rosh Lehman is very marked on this. He turns off the water. They shouldn't chas for shalim nichshol in hot water, in cooking water on Shabbos. He's nizer in the shomar, and he's in the shomar, and he's nizer in the zohar. He comes to shul over here and he makes a shalosh shuris. Bevasachas, he does the zohar and the shomar. You hear? But that's the drush. The parshah pshat is the word zohar refers to only can be said the word zohar only can be said on the calendar day itself. It's an unbelievable gemara. Unbelievable Gemara, this is unbelievable, off the charts. Vayitin Gemara, so this is the machlok. Everyone agreed, Zohar, not Leman Tizka, but Zohar. Zohar is Yom Hazeh on this day. Ma'al Halim, it says the word Zohar and the word Hazeh. It's defining how the word is being used. The word is being used on the calendar day itself. Bitzumay Shel Yoim. Afkan, when it says by Shabbos, Zohar is Yom Hashabbos Lekadosh, Bitzumay Shel Yoim.
Or, if it says the term is Zohar, but doesn't say Hayoim, it's also on Shabbos?
Yes.
So Zohar is also the Malik, was on Shabbos?
Zohar Eitz Asher Oslo Chol HaMolek? No, but no, that's not, no, I take that back, no. Zohar with the word Yom, yes, with the word Yom. Zohar with the word Yom, right, with the word Yom. Ma'al Ha'am Tzimu Shemar Yom, Tzimu Shemar Yom, Ki Pligwiz Machlaikis B'Kvi Di'Archa. The Machlaikis says Kvi Di'Archa, when was Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yossi Osova B'Chad B'Shabba. That's the Machlaikis. Rabbi Yossi says that Shabba, when was Rosh Chodesh? When was Rosh Chodesh Sivan Yeh B'Yoyim Rishoyin was B'chal B'Shabbos, therefore since Manta had to be on day 7 on Shabbos, then Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, this means 7 days, Sunday B'chal B'Shabbos, Ikba Yach B'chal B'Shabbos, and on Sunday, Loi Amar Luhu V'loi Midi. So what happened? Now we have to go to the entire sequence of events. We're now going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says B'Hashka, remember that Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi was the one that said the Moshe Rabbeinu came down when? He came down Wednesday morning. So what happened over here? They were established, Rosh Chodesh, they said Halal. Ooh, what happened over here? Noise. Maybe there's an animal over here. It was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And Rabbi Shlomo Lehman was the Gabbai. He gave a clap on the Yom Mitzvah Shabbos. Yalev Yavoy. Yeah? And he was the Gabbai, they took out a Sefer Torah Shabbos morning, on Sunday morning. And on that day, Moshe Rabbeinu did not say one word to the Jewish people as to what to do. It was just It was a Sunday morning football, Sunday morning quarterback politics. Everyone home to go listen to the political shows on television. Rabbi Yossi saw Var b'chab shabbat ikvah layarcho b'chab shabbat le'amar lehu v'loy midi. Quiet. Why? Mishum chulsho l'orcho, because Sunday they were tired. They were traveling in the desert, and they arrived on Sunday, and the male, they were tired. Knew everyone rest. Betray b'shabbat.
He didn't get to Shemayim to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
What?
He didn't go up to prepare.
Nothing. He did nothing. They arrived on Sunday. It was Rosh Chodesh. They arrived, and they did nothing. They just said Hallel. They davened Yalav Yovel three times. Musaf. Rav Shulim was the Gabbai, and the Yerub Shlomo Rabinowitz was the Baal Kriya. You the Baal Kriya, and that was all he did. That's it. Now Betray B'Shabbat on Monday. What happened on Monday? Monday. Amalhu. The Ribbono Shel Olam said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'atem tiyuli mamleches kainim v'goy kodesh." Okay, a besur toiva. Besur toiva. You're going to be the chosen nation getting the Torah. Betlasan day shiyam shlishi the yoyim.
Moshe Olam
Elikim. There's chukma
b'toyv.
What?
This is Wednesday morning.
No, up to Tlosa. Where are you going to Wednesday? I'm up to Tlosa. That's a Tuesday. Where are you getting to Wednesday? What are you talking about? Read the Gemara.
What?
I'm up to Tuesday. The Atem to your Malachas Koyanim. We're up now to Tuesday. Betlosa. We reading. Sunday, nothing happened. Garnish. Sunday, I told you. You leaned Vayidaber and Shulim, who was the Gabbai. That's all that happened on Sunday. Monday, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he says to Klal Yisrael, "B'shem Hashem, v'atem tihiyim li mamleches chayim v'goy kodesh." Period. Now up to Tuesday, the day that it says toiv twice. Betlasa, amalu mitzvah sagbala. Moshe Hashem told Moshe, "Go tell the people the mitzvah sagbala, stay away from the mountain, shelter in place, social distance from the mountain." Be'arba on Wednesday, avod purisha. Oh, this Rabbi Yosi. Moshe came down Wednesday morning and told the Olam, Prisha, how many oinos of Prisha? So we're going now, let's learn according to Rabbi Akiva, five oinos of Prisha. And Nemela, you have Shloisha Esyamim means 2 days and a half, 2.5 days. 2.5 days is five oinos. And then Friday night they went to Mikvah, and Shabbos morning they makabel the Torah. Are we good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. That's according to Yossi.
Go ahead.
Casey, got it? I call my the Shabbos in the Torah. Rabbi Yossi says that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday. Bachodesh Hashlishi Tzeitzvish B'yom Azel Bo Midbar Sinai took place on Sunday. On Sunday, there was no communication with the above. Monday, Moshe came down and said, "B'shem Hashem, v'atem tihinu li mamleches kenen v'doy kodosh." Tuesday, Moshe Rabbeinu, he taught them the mitzvah of Hagbalah. Wednesday, Moshe came down, Zricha sunrise, and told them Prisha. How long is Prisha? According to Rabbi Akiva, five oinos. Five oinos means half of today, Thursday, Friday. Two full days and a half a day. Heyu nechaynim l'shloish es yamim. Shloish es yamim means 2.5 days. Nixas hayam kikuloi. Friday night they went to mikvah. Shabbos morning was Kabbalah Satira. We good? Now we come to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, Savre, Betray B'Shabbah. On Monday, Ikba Yarcha was Rosh Chodesh. Shlomi Rabinowitz was laning Vayidaber on Monday, yeah?
Yeah,
Monday morning. Betray B'Shabbah, Ikva Yarcha, Betray B'Shabbah. Loy Omar, Luhu, Loy Midi, Garnish. Hashem did not speak to them at all. Mishum Chol Shadu Urcha, Betlas on day on Tuesday. Omar Luhu, Beatem, Ti Yuli, Mamlachas Kainim, Goy Kodosh. Biarba, that took place, Biarba, Omar Luhu, Mitzvahs Prisha. And on Wednesday, Prisha, Behei, and what else? Omar Luhu, Mitzvahs Hagbala. And Behei Ovid Prisha. Two things happened. The way the Gemara writes it is a little cryptic. They did two things. They did two things on Yom Hei. Look at the Rashi.
They were told to be Irish on Yom Hei.
Right.
They
did two. And they also, what else did they do? Also Hagbalah. Two things happened. They doubled up. Two things happened. On Wednesday, they did two things.
What's Hagbolah? Hagbolah means what?
To stay away from the mountain. Don't come near the mountain. The mitzvah of Hagbolah. To distance themselves from the mountain.
On Wednesday.
And what else happened on Wednesday? Two things happened on Wednesday. And also, they were told to do Prisha. So they had, according to Rabbi Akiva, five oinos. Wednesday, half a day. Thursday, Friday, a grand total of five oinos. Good?
Why are you doing Rabbi Akiva?
Make it simple. I want to make it simple. I want to be consistent. Because only Rabbi Akiva, says Wednesday. He's the only one that says Wednesday. Because according to Rabbanan, he's the one that says Wednesday. The other man that says Thursday. Okay, so we're going to Rabbi Akiva. We're going to Rabbi Akiva. Making it very simple. So we have over here a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. When was Hakol Moedim the B'Shabbos in the Torah? We're now working for the sake of simplicity, Rabbi Akiva. Hayu nechonim l'shloishes yomim must take place on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's hayu nechonim l'shloishes yomim, two complete days and a half. The two complete days are Thursday, Friday, and the third day is going to be half of Wednesday. And the machlokes is, what happened on Wednesday? Wednesday was it only Prisha? But was it also Hagbolah? Or no, Hagbolah took place on Tuesday. How are you going to get an extra day to go back to Tuesday? Well, if you hold that Rosh Chodesh was established on Sunday, so now you have another day to your advantage. Sunday was Rosh Chodesh. Monday, Tuesday was Hagbolah. Okay, Tuesday is Hagbolah. And then Wednesday is Prisha. Look who's here, Bishol Zev. Say hello, Bishol Zev.
Just want to get something to drink.
Continue. Bishol Zev, say hello to the Olam. Say hello to Shlomi Rabinowitz.
Learn.
They want to say hello to you.
How are you?
This is Lehman.
No, continue.
This is Lehman. He's in the spies.
No, continue. I'm sorry.
Okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
So that's the machlokes. Meisre, kash. Ukidashtem hayoim u'mochar. It says here, what's ukidashtem referring to? Ukidashtem hayoim u'mochar. This is, which mitzvah is this? This is the mitzvah of Hagbolah. What's the name Rashi? Rashi Dibur Hamaskil.
It's not like six relations.
Okay.
Ukidashtem
hayoim u'mochar. On which mitzvah what did it say ukidashtem hayoim u'mochar?
Prisha.
It says two things by Prisha. It says by Prisha two separate mitzvahs. It says by Prisha, Heyu nechaynim l'shloishes yomim, and it also says v'kidashtem hayoyim u'mochar. How do we reconcile these two psukim? In one hand it says 3 days, and the other hand it says hayoyim u'mochar. So what's the kasha? It's mashma that Prisha ends on 2 days. This is
Make
really
sure
a basic question.
Thank you.
It's a basic question. It's a contradiction. This is just a general question. They don't have to even tie this into the Gemara here. We have a stira. When it comes to Prisha, Mitzad Echad, it says, Hayu Nechonim L'Shloishes Yomim. Mitzad Sheni, it says, Ukidashtem Hayoim U'mochar, which is mashma, only 2 days of Prisha. So how do we explain? How do we explain this? So if you're going to learn like... Right, hey, so it's a steer, right? It's a steer. There are two, you have two psukim that contradict one another when it comes to Prisha.
Like,
was Prisha for 3 days?
It's 2 days, and then the third day you'll be ready. On the third day, Layay Mashlishi.
Until now, according to Rabbi Yossi, when did Prisha begin? Wednesday. So it's a half of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 3 days. Thursday, Friday are complete days. Wednesday is the half a day. When did they say, Hayu Nechonim L'Shloishes Yomim? On Wednesday. So,
right.
So you have three complete days. So when did Prisha begin? Wednesday. But Mitzad Sheni, it says Ukidashtem Hayoim U'mochar. That's mashma. That most max of Prisha is 2 days, which means when did Prisha begin? Thursday. So did Prisha begin on Thursday or did Prisha begin on Wednesday? Friday night you had to already be tar. You had to be finished with Prisha. Prisha had to be for 3 days, and then it comes Friday night. You go to mikvah. After Prisha,
okay, go ahead.
So we have a kasha because we're now working with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says klar that hafrosha began on Wednesday, but the pasuk says uvikidashtem hayoyim u'mochar. the Kosher Rabbi Yossi, because he says that Pricha began on Wednesday. So the Gemara says, Ein Hochinami. The way we're going to reconcile the contradiction is the famous Chazal, Amaluch Rabbi Yossi, Yoim Echad Hoysef Moshe Midaito. Moshe Eir in another day. In other words, Ein Hochinami, the MS, Pricha was only supposed to be for 2 days. The Kidashtem Hayoim Umochar, which would be Wednesday, half a Wednesday, and Thursday. And Torah should really have been given on the sixth day, which means it should have been given Thursday night. And by the way, that's the makor why Mishmar takes place Thursday night. You ever wonder that? Why is it traditional to have Mishmar Thursday night?
I mean, Lel Shishi.
Why? Because that's the night when the Torah should have been given. That's Shishi B'Sivan. Hakol Moedim the Shabbos in the Torah.
Right.
Shabbos turned out to be according to the Rabbanon on day 7.
Correct.
But it says Yom HaShishi. Yom HaShishi. Shishi B'Sivan.
Right.
Moshe delayed Matan Torah.
Right.
The Ha'ora of Torah already came down to the world and was ready to be given on Lel Shishi.
Oh, very nice. That's even Lel Shishi. Yeah,
Lel Shishi.
Very nice.
What?
Right.
No, that was after the fact. If the Torah would have been given on Yom Shishi, then that Torah would not, Hashem would have not said the word Zohar. Hashem would have said Shomor, just like he said in Luchos Shniyos. The only reason why Hashem changed the language from Shomor to Zohar is because it turned out that it was now Shabbos, so he changed the script. The Pashup Shat, the reason why it says Zohar by the Luchos Rishonis and Shom by the Luchos Shnius, is not because of the Jewish, of Zohar and Shomar. It's Zohar, because since the Torah was given on Shabbos, today is Shabbos. So the Melo, remember this day, the word tells the previous Gemara. Moshe was masking, right, Moshe. So therefore, that's how it learns. What? Hashem was masking to Moshe. That was number one. Number two was he was poyra from Tzipora. He was poyra from Tzipora.
The third thing is,
he broke down the Shabbat. So therefore, now the Gemara explains the three Zachen. What gave Moshe Rabbeinu the right to add another day? It was Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he did it on his own, Moshe Rabbeinu needed a makar. This is Moshe saying, Moshe Dekhi Yisoid, that even Moshe Rabbeinu can't just do whatever he wants. Moshe Rabbeinu has to also find the Pesach in Hashem's instructions that allows him to do what he wants to do. He can't just operate in a vacuum. What's the makar?
SpaceX has to go off at exactly at a certain time in order it for align whatever it has
no,
to do.
No, it doesn't. Not, no.
Rabbeinu was able to push up Matan Torah for 24 hours.
Correct. Exactly. Matan Torah is gresser than SpaceX. SpaceX on a clock. Matan Torah is l'malam in azman. So my darish, what's the, how is he allowed to do? He can't just act in the vacuum. He has to have a mukar. What's the mukar? Mukar is hayom ukidashtem prisha. It's a murder gezach. The whole makar for Moshe Rabbeinu to change the calendar was because of Prisha. Poirish minu isha. Always comes back to women. Everything is always about women. Hayoyim u'mochar. Hayoyim is kimochar. Ma mochar leiloi imoi. Af hayoyim leiloi imoi. Moshe came down...
Right.
According to Rabbi Yossi. Only according to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi learned that the Prisha was instructed on Wednesday. So therefore, Hayoyim u'mochar. Hayoyim u'mochar. Moshe came down. He came down from Har Sinai. He came down from Shemayim on Wednesday, and he said to Klal Yisrael B'Shem Hashem Hayoyim u'mochar. Now Thursday is going to be a complete day. It's going to be 2 oynos, 24 hours. We're makish Hayoyim u'mochar.
This price is only according to Rabbi Yosef.
Correct.
Doesn't say.
Correct. According to Rabbi Yosef, the pleasure to what we're going to finagle it according to the Maran. Also, right now, one thing at a time. Hayoyim u'mochar. Just like Mochar, by definition, it's going to be 24 hours. So therefore, Hayim is also going to be 24 hours. How are you going to get 24 hours there? But today it's already 12 hours already gone. Moshe came down by Hashkama. That was the previous stuff. We made Gzeir Shava. Moshe came down in the morning. So you only have 12 hours left. If you only have 12 hours left, it's not going to be similar to Mochar. So it must then be that Hayim first begins tomorrow. Remelo, he's going to start the count from tomorrow, which will push off Matan Torah by another day. But it can't be, it's too late. It's too late. So it must then be Shema Min HaTreya. It must then be when Hashem says Machar means 2 days besides the last 12 hours that are left in this day.
Yeah.
Okay? Now the Gemara says, Minayim, the Hiskim Kodesh Baruch Hu, El Yehayim by Kodesh Baruch Hu is Maskim, Pashat, to the Shara Yashchina at Zafar the Shabbatah, because the Shechina, the Malkus Manta, the Ribbon Shalom, by Yered Hashem, Al Har Sinai, did not take place until Shabbos. Until Shabbos. By the way, this is the reason why the minute Yisrael is to be late. It's not just Tam, laziness. This is a din, a minug. This is a minute to be late. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he set the tone, he delayed. He purposely delayed, prevented the Shechina from coming down.
That's what it means, Nasa HaTorah delay. You have to make a delay when you learn.
Ooh, Nasa HaTorah delay. Delay means a delay. Delay in spot. Vaita on the Gemara. Now, Uperash, how the Moshe was Persian of Yisrael, how you know Persian of Yisrael, how you know that Hashem was masking my Dorish? No, the Torah Hashem only came to give Kali Shalom for one moment. Hashem can appear to Moshe for any moment in time, it can happen. You have to go and be perish. Okay, it says, Lech emar lohem,
right.
Shuvu lohem lohalechem. Lohem, only they, ve'ayelechsib asrei, ve'atoh, poi amoid imodi. So only they can go back to lohalechem, all them means to their wives, but you have to stay with me. The istiyam, some say, peh el peh adaber boy, I speak to Moshe Rabbeinu peh el peh, and peh el peh means any, you know, what's the right peh el peh, what's the right from the words? Pel peh, how is that a raya? So what does Rashi say? Pel peh is the raya. So this the raya is, yeah, the Marshal explains the raya is that it's that since the Moshe gave Musa, Hashem gave Musar to Aaron and Miriam. Aaron and Miriam. It was the Musa that Moshe Rabbeinu he did the raya, because the whole complaint that the whole Loshon Hara of Miriam was that Moshe was perish me'ishtai.
Yeah.
So Hashem gave her Musar. The fact that Hashem gave Musa means that you're wrong. Moshe is right. Moshe indeed has to separate. So the Gemara is just quoting one pasuk of the Musa. There's no raya per se from the words pe el pe adaber boy. The Gemara's raya is that pe el pe is just one of the expressions in the section of where Hashem gave Musa to Miriam. How can you speak better than Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, Vaita. And then we come to the third. So what was the third? You saw it.
Ephraim, I just want to remind you about Marv.
Okay. I have to stop here. I'm doubting Marv now. Shalini, you coming to Marv?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Zygizot. I saw Annie. Go back and forth.
Yeah, Annie's back and forth.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Bye bye.
Hello, how are you?